AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Washington, D.C.'s mayor calls the shooting of two West Virginia National Guard personnel a targeted attack. Both were critically wounded blocks from the White House. The suspect is believed to be a 29-year-old Afghan national who entered the U.S. in September 2021 and has been living in Washington state. He entered the U.S. under a Biden administration program after American forces left Afghanistan. At a news conference, Jeff Carroll with D.C.'s Metropolitan Police Department says the suspect was wounded and quickly detained at the scene.
The individual, the suspect, came around the corner. He immediately started firing a firearm at the two National Guard members. So at that time, there were other National Guard members that were in the area. They heard the gunfire. They actually were able to intervene and to kind of hold down the suspect after he had been shot on the ground until law enforcement got there within moments.
And he was shot by a National Guardsman?
At this point, we're still investigating exactly who shot that individual. It's not clear at this time.
Meanwhile, President Trump said 500 more National Guard members will be sent to D.C. He also called for a reinvestigation of Afghans who entered the country while Biden was president. In Hong Kong, dozens are dead and hundreds missing after a massive fire spread through seven apartment buildings. The fire was still burning today. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports that fewer Americans sought unemployment benefits last week.
U.S. applications for unemployment benefits in the week ending November 22nd dropped 6,000 from the previous week to 216,000. According to FactSet, that is below the 230,000 forecast by economists. The job cuts recently announced by large companies such as UPS and Amazon typically take weeks or months to fully implement and may not yet be reflected in the claims data. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on this year's Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade marches through New York City Thursday with balloons of Buzz Lightyear and Pac-Man set to take to the skies and floats featuring Labubu and Lego gracing the streets. But will the wind affect how high those giant balloons can go? Kathleen Wright is with Macy's Studios.
All of our balloon pilots are equipped with the specific flight analysis and flight matrix for their individual balloon. Each balloon's aerodynamics are a little bit different, so that's why there's a unique set of parameters for each and every balloon in this year's parade.
City law prohibits Macy's from flying the full-size balloons if sustained winds exceed 23 or gusts over 35. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right. Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.